we're really pleased with our ongoing relationship with Whakaata Māori that they've allowed us to have a kōrero with some of their kaimahi who are in the UK covering the Korenehana, which is on this weekend. Kiriama Wright is at New Zealand House with the Aotearoa attendees. Kiriama, tēnā koe, kia ora.
Kia ora, tēnā koe, Dale, tēnā koe tū i tō tātou Māori e tōrongo mai ana.
Kia ora, Kiriama. You'd be pretty excited, mate. Have you been over there before covering different issues, Kiriama?
Yeah, very excited. Well, I was over here last year covering Te Makau Ariki and Ngāwai Hiloi Te Kōs interactions with King Charles, but this is obviously this is my first time covering the coronation of the British monarch, so it's very exciting considering the amount of Māori uri that are participating and attending the coronation on Saturday. We got the chance, the opportunity to meet all of them tonight at New Zealand House. We've got, I think there's 18 New Zealanders attending the coronation, and over 50% of them are Māori, so we've got the opportunity to meet the likes of Ben Appleton, who's a kaiāwhina at Ngāti Rānana, former Rotorua Lakes High School graduate. There's Reeve Gray, he's an Oxford and Rhodes Scholar. Among them, there's Uli Apia de VC, obviously Kingi Tuniti, Aporta Pau Te Whirawhiro Te Tuawhitu, and Makau Ariki. This will be the first time that a member of our Māori monarch has attended the coronation in the history, the thousand-year-plus history of the British monarch and our own monarch, so hugely significant.
Tēnā koe. I spoke with Nada just before she left as well. She said that she had demanded a pōwhiri rather than a whakatau. It's 8:30 where you are, 8:30 in the evening on Thursday night. Tell us about that pōwhiri. Is there been official welcomes to the delegation, Kiriama?
Well, actually, interesting you ask, Dale. There was it wasn't so much a pōwhiri, it was more of a welcome by Phil Goff, the High Commissioner here in London. And you might have seen on the wires this morning in New Zealand time, there was a bit of utter disappointment expressed by Nina Simmons, the māngai for the kingitanga, and the way in which the kingitanga was treated this afternoon at the whakatau. They felt a bit shunned in terms of the lack of acknowledgement of Kingi Tuheitia. Nita Simmons, Archdeacon Nita Simmons, was supposed to open the hui with a karakia and a whakatau, but Phil Goff went ahead and opened it himself, and maybe he could be forgiven for potentially forgetting, but Nita definitely let the crowd know that he was disappointed in the way in which that all unfolded. Took the opportunity to remind everybody of the mana of Kingi Tuheitia, and that he was invited directly by King Charles himself due to his desire to strengthen the relationship between the two kahu ariki, and they don't feel that our own kāwanatanga has reciprocated that same respect. So it was very interesting to watch.
That's disappointing, is it not? It's not as if those who were welcoming us to London were unaware of the makeup of the New Zealand contingent, therefore the importance of the cultural dimension to the welcome to London. An oversight, mm-hmm. Deliberate. How did you read Phil's reaction? He should have known that the karakia were vital.
Yeah, I think it speaks to the systemic issues that we as Māori have faced in Aotearoa over the last few decades or centuries even. Nita said, time and time again, despite the respect that King Charles and his monarch have for Kingi Tuheitia, Te Makau Ariki and Te Kahu Ariki, time and time again they feel like our own crown, our own Pākehā leaders in Aotearoa disrespect our king and our kaupapa, and Phil Goff in this corridor, he asked if anyone had attended a coronation. This would be the first time many of you have attended a coronation. Of course, Kingi Tuheitia put his hand up, and all of us Māori put our hands up to say, well, actually, we attend coronations every year. But that shows you the level of respect and mana that they lack in terms of the kingitanga. So it was very important, very interesting tonight to see that unfold, and I commend the leader in the way in which he handled it and took the bull by the horns and explained to everybody. So Richie McCaw was in the room, Willie Apiata, the Governor-General, And Ngira made sure everyone knew that they were disappointed, the king was disappointed. He refused to conduct the karakia at the end of the hui. He in fact did the Ngiri, King Itanga's Ngiri, to express that disappointment and that hurt.
It's another reminder that our tikanga and our kawa are still very much to the fore for our people in modern context. When we think back to the standoff at Te Matatini at the Porphyry there, we see our cultural ways living in modern times. And again, another reminder here that the break in protocols doesn't go unnoticed.
Yeah, and I have to acknowledge the kōrero, the sentiments that Ngira expressed. He said, you know, this isn't about putting Māori above Pākehā, but Kīngi Tuhantia's kaupapa is te kotahitanga ne, the unity between Māori and Pākehā, which we know, as we know, the theme of this coronation here in London this week is the unity between the Crown and Commonwealth and the other Indigenous cultures around the world. I mean, we all know that there's a long way to go until that's fully acknowledged, but King Ngira made sure and drove it home that, you know, if the King of England can have such respect for the King, the King Māori, why can't our own Pākehā dignitaries in Aotearoa? It just shows how much more work there is to be done here, back home in Aotearoa, and there were calls this afternoon amongst some of the Māori living here in London that it's time that we had a pōtikanga here at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade with the High Commission in London so that this doesn't happen again.
Tēnā koe, thank you. What's your role? Have you been given unfettered access to cover for Whakaata Māori Kiriama? or how do you guys fit into the media scrum, I guess, that's going to be part of the coverage?
Yeah, so we're here on behalf of Whakaata Māori and Oka. We're a collaboration, and we're primarily providing a Māori lens, a Māori perspective to the coronation. So, you know, it's an opportunity for our Māori people to say what they want to say about the coronation. Tomorrow, King Tuhaitia has got a private audience with King Charles, and so we will go over and film King Tuhaitia as he takes off and heads off to meet King Charles. They are going to gift King Charles with a mea tonum that Kitty Nathan's husband carved, and the name of that mea tonum is Kura Ponamu, and so it's a symbol of the unity and the connection between our two monarchs, and our job is to make sure that the world hears those stories, and it's not just a monocultural lens on the coronation, but we can hear, you know, some of the other sentiments and Indigenous perspectives that are related to this coronation.
Well, tēnā koe. Thanks, Kiriama. It's really neat to be able to link arms with you all the way across there in London. And I'm, like you, disappointed that some of our cultural expectations remain unfulfilled. All the best with the mahi over the next few days. How long are you there for, Ewha?
Well, actually, we're here in London for 5 nights, I think, and then we head off to Wales to film another kaupapa, which is on the download at the moment with regards to Waikato Tainui. And then on our way back, we stop in at Hawaii as they tour Pearl Harbor and seek or look for examples to take home for their own Rangiriri memorial. And then we come home.
Kia ora, Kiriama. Nē rā te mihi kia koe. Thank you, brother, and travel safe. Kia ora, Kiriama Wright with us there. Disappointing. Phil Goff should have known better.